You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Spooner Health has officially been named as one of America's most beautiful hospitals following a nationwide contest organized by Soliant Health. The contest honored 20 facilities across the country over the past few months, featuring thoughtful designs that promote both a healing presence and community connection. Residents were able to cast their votes for the finalists, and Spooner Health finished in the number 9 spot on the list. It was the only Wisconsin hospital to finish in the top 20 of the nationwide contest with over 7,200 votes. Oakleaf Clinics will be opening up a new urgent care location in Rice Lake. The new facility on South Wisconsin Avenue will be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., as well as weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and holidays from 8 a.m. to noon. The urgent care services are meant for area patients who need immediate care but are not suffering from a life-threatening illness or injury that requires hospitalization. The goal is to take pressure off area hospitals that have been overburdened since the closure of the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the region. The Barron County Soil and Water Conservation Department is reminding area residents about a cost-sharing incentive for planting cover crops. The County Conservation Assistance Program offers area farmers $25 per acre for planting cover crops in their fields. The goal is to promote helpful land management practices after an early harvest, like planting legume cover crops to produce nitrogen for the following growing season. Interested residents must submit their application for the program before planting the cover crops to be eligible. Now, Justice Susan Crawford was officially sworn in for a 10-year term on the Wisconsin Supreme Court on Friday following her victory in the April election. The state Supreme Court election was the most expensive in American history. It also garnered national attention as an Elon Musk-backed political action committee spent tens of millions of dollars in support of Justice Crawford's opponent, Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel. Justice Crawford's victory secured a 4-3 liberal majority on the court, which could become a 5-2 majority next year. A recent study conducted by researchers at the University of Minnesota found wake boats should only be used in waters at least 20 feet deep to protect lake bottoms and water quality. The study comes as wake boats stir up controversy in Wisconsin as conservationists seek to protect the natural environment while boating enthusiasts say local regulations are limiting their ability to use the wake boats. The study found that wake boats can cause significant disturbances and kick up sediments from lake bottoms that are only between 9 and 14 feet deep. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is highlighting school bus safety as its law of the month for August. According to a press release, the agency is reminding residents that they are required by law to be extra cautious when driving around buses as kids get back to school over the coming weeks. Drivers are reminded to stop in both directions when the red warning lights on a bus are flashing and slow down when the lights are flashing yellow. They should also be looking out for pedestrians and follow all of the directions given by school crossing guards. A black bear that got its head stuck in a jar last week in Bayfield County has now been freed. According to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the 2-year-old bear was spotted near Crystal Lake on Sunday morning. U.S. Department of Agriculture wildlife staff quickly responded to the area, located the bear, and sedated it before cutting the jar off its head. Wildlife officials say the bear was relocated and released in an area with ample natural food and water sources. DNR officials credited area residents for their assistance in tracking the bear. The Bong Bridge Rehabilitation Project officially got underway this week. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, construction began on Monday, leaving just one lane in each direction open on the crucial transportation corridor between Superior and Duluth. The project will see concrete surface repairs, the replacement of streetlights, new pavement markings, and more. Construction work is currently scheduled to wrap up by early December. Some ramps on the Minnesota side of the border will also see temporary closures for the project. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it deactivated nearly 200,000 voter registrations last week. According to a press release, over 192,000 individuals had their voter registration deactivated after not voting in the past 4 years and not responding to a mailing from the agency regarding their registration status. Less than 10,000 of the voters who received the mailer responded to remain registered. The deactivation is part of a legally required maintenance process to ensure the integrity of the state's voter database. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the first case of measles in the state. According to a press release, the agency says there are 9 confirmed cases in Oconto County, one of which was confirmed by testing at the State Laboratory of Hygiene, with the other 8 confirmed by tracking symptoms and exposure. Health officials say the cases stemmed from a common out-of-state source, and there is no known public exposure risk yet. The highly contagious virus is typically prevented by the MMR vaccine, though vaccination rates have fallen over recent years. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A Brewers win in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers face the Braves again tonight after winning last night 3-1. Isaac Collins, a three-run homer. Starting pitcher Quinn Priester going 7 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been sensational. I was kind of thinking today in about the 5th inning. This kid kind of represents who we are. Nobody knew who Quinn Priester was, and now they do. It's just amazing to see the kid just flourish the way he is.
NFL Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs is out for at least the next 3 weeks after having knee surgery over the weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst on why he signed Hobbs from the Raiders to a 4-year deal worth $48 million.
Yeah, we're trying to become a certain kind of football team that can win and win, you know, deep into the playoffs. And there's a certain kind of a physicality that you have to have. And Nate Hobbs brings all that, and that's why we brought him here.
The team has re-signed defensive back Corey Ballantyne after he was released by the Colts. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. In just a few weeks, Jaws will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a return to the big screen for 1 week. Not to be outdone, Star Wars will also commemorate its 50th anniversary. It's a ways away, but Disney just announced the release is scheduled for April 30th, 2027. The Naked Gun cracked up audiences over the weekend. A subplot of the film is the romance that developed between stars Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson. Neeson's deceased wife, Natasha Richardson, died in 2009 after a fall while skiing. The actress, who seemed fine at first, later developed a subdural hematoma and passed away at the age of 45, which Neeson has been dealing with for years. Not only does Neeson seem to be happy dating Anderson, but he appears to have the approval of his late wife's family as well. Actress Jolie Richardson, Neeson's former sister-in-law, sent heart emojis after Pamela Anderson posted about the Naked Gun. That's right, folks, I break all the big stories. Still lots of time for summer fun in Wisconsin as the state fair is in full swing. There are lots of good music options, especially if you like a trip down memory lane. Some of the acts include Boyz II Men, Darius Rucker, that's Hootie without the blowfish, Queensryche, Great White, and Quiet Riot, that's a trio that will blow the roof off the joint, even at an outdoor venue. Party safely, folks. Actress Lonnie Anderson has passed away. Anderson played Secretary Jennifer Marlowe on the show WKRP in Cincinnati, which ran from 1978 to 1982. Anderson had built up a decent resume doing guest starring roles before getting the chance to audition. At first, she turned down the role, saying she didn't want to be a stereotypical blonde. The producers took her notes and made her the secretary that doesn't get coffee, doesn't take dictation, and is the smartest person in the room. She was nominated for an Emmy twice for the role. Lonnie Anderson was 79 years old. Fantastic Four: The First Steps was tops at the box office this past weekend, despite a bigger attendance dip than prognosticators initially thought. The film opened strong with $117 million last weekend, but dropped off by almost 70% to pull in only $40 million this past weekend. According to Variety, that is a sign the film has not connected with audiences beyond superhero fans. The film is sitting at $198 million domestically and cost $200 million to make. Coming in second place was The Bad Guys 2, which brought in just under $23 million, matching the original film's take on opening weekend in 2022. Audience scores were through the roof, which could mean the film will be in theaters for a while. Landing in third place with $17 million at the gate was the highly anticipated The Naked Gun. The film pulled in another $12 million overseas. Audience scores for this comedy are also strong. Superman and Jurassic World Rebirth rounded out the top five. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have a little more of that wildfire smoke today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 61 tomorrow. Partly cloudy. Could be an isolated shower or thundershower with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.